Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a wonderful Wednesday. It's Women's Wednesday. And I told you moms I had something for you. And dads, too. A lot of times moms are leading the charge in this just because we worry a little bit more. At any rate, of course, we're talking about getting your school-age children ready for college. And when I got ready to do this, I had no idea what I was in store for. Thankfully, somebody told me, hey, shout out to Wanda at Zoe Nails. Wanda told me about the Scholar Mom. We're talking about Miss Bernice Feaster, and I've got her on the line this morning. Hey, lady, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Can I just tell you, you've been a lifesaver?
Wonderful.
A lifesaver. People have no idea that getting your kids ready for college, it's like a full-time job.
It is a full-time job. That's why I made it a full-time business. But that is true. It is a full-time job, and it's important for parents to start early. But I know I got a lot of panicky senior parents out there.
Yes.
I definitely do have a few tips for that. But I started the business because I was a concerned mom, like every other mom out there, how I'm going to get my child into school, and I don't have to pay for it.
Right.
So starting out early and more so marketing and setting my child up senior year put my sons in position where I've never had to write a check for school.
That's awesome. So you've had some great personal success on behalf of your sons, first of all. So you have some experience. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the person's between both sons, offered scholarship to both sons of probably over $1.6 million.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. Jeremy is now at getting his PhD at Stanford University, and he has got his paid over three times, and he's only 23. He went to Georgia Tech on a full ride. And my youngest son, Jalen's at NC State. He's a Parks Scholar, which is their highest-rated merit-based scholarship there. And I've never had to write a check. And it's because of the community service, the leadership skills, and also their GPA.
Awesome. So can you help out some of these parents out here that have seniors? That means their kids are graduating in a matter of weeks. Is it too late for them?
It's not too late for them. You want more so look at the schools. Seniors need to be looking at the top three or four schools that they want to go to. Look at the scholarships that are available. Look at departmentals where they want to study. And just tap the schools to see what's out there, what's available. And make sure the parents do their FAFSA. That's important, because they can offer other money outside of what you're doing. Also, just continue to apply for any scholarship you can put your hand on. You just never know what comes through. And a lot of times I know we're in the waiting game right now, and it's agony.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Wait. Nobody wants to wait. But unfortunately, we have to wait to see what are the award letters that's coming in from these different schools. And schools, they can be picky because they can. There's so many great students out there. I mean, just like your daughter, she's a great student, but it's the competition is just fierce. It's just so many great students out there. So one of the tips I would say is definitely don't slack up in your senior year because things can get rescinded. They can't rescind their offer for an application and also for a scholarship. So you want to maintain a good GPA and maintain that balance. Also, you want to continue to apply for any outside scholarships, whether it's communities, sororities, fraternities, whatever's out there, state credit unions. You know, sometimes you might have to join them to apply. That's okay, too.
Is that okay? Really? It's okay to do that?
It's okay to do that. I looked at a couple of the state credit unions that have scholarships out there, and they said, well, if you're not a member, join.
Right.
So once you join, you can apply for that scholarship.
But, right, because a $50 fee to join to write a check for $50,000 or more could be worth it, right?
It could be totally worth it. Totally worth it. So just looking at your schools, looking at the housing of the schools that you're looking at going to. If you made your mind up for the housing, you might want to look at that. Register for orientation once you make your decision what school you want to go to. Somewhere in mid-time May, you should be going to somebody's school.
We've got more with the Scholar Mom helping you with your timelines. It's on the way right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. We're back with the Scholar Mom, and if you're trying to get your kid ready for college, one of the stressful things that really can really stress you out is the timeline. That's the thing that you really, really helped us out with, particularly at the end of Tyler's junior year. So we definitely want to talk to sophomores and juniors, even freshmen. I would love if you would come back next week so we can talk and maybe help some people get a jump on timelines, when you should be taking your SATs, when you should be getting copies of your transcript, when you should be sending out applications and those kinds of things. Because I think people are often caught off guard about timelines.
Yes, that's true, Mel. I think so, too. It's just Deadline is everything with me. You have to make sure you reach the deadline.
And so what are some of the other things that you, what are some of the other ways that you can help people? Because I definitely want to connect people with you and tell people how to get in contact with you.
Okay, you can always visit my website, and that's www.thescholarmom.com. Or I have my business phone is 704-548-0236. And you can go to either one, give me a call, or you can more so go to my website, fill out the profile, and I will contact you from that point.
And so if you, moms in particular, dads out there as well, if you are sitting there going, oh, my God, let me just, Ms. Bernice is the voice of reason. She's the voice of calm. She will say, okay. And she's going to whip you into shape now. She's going to say, now, let me tell you what we got to do by 2 o'clock today.
Yes,
she's going to tell you that.
That is true.
She is going to do that. But she will help you sort through all of the pieces and processes. And we're going to talk with her again. Thank you so much, Ms. Bernice. And again, you can follow her. You can reach her online at thescholarmom.com. And that's where you can get all the information on all the services that she provides. I'm telling you, she's been a wealth of information and a world to help to baby girl and myself. And I definitely couldn't let another Wednesday go by without sharing her with you. You're listening to Praise 100.9 and 92.7. It's a Women's Wednesday on Praise.